Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome into the Divas Dish podcast. I am Sheree Taylor along with
Elise Riley.
Shall I even call it the award-winning? Because it is award-winning Divas Dish podcast.
It is.
It is. We actually are just back from a couple weeks hiatus. It's summertime. Everybody needs a break. And I will tell you what I need a break from, my children.
Oh, yes. Preach. I understand. I got one back, but the other one hasn't started yet.
Yeah, the other one's going into preschool. How are you feeling about that, Mom?
It is bittersweet, as it always is. I'm excited. I'm excited for him to get the opportunity. I know Ella really thrived in that environment.
Yeah.
But still, I'm really nervous.
That's your baby. Yeah. When Austin went, I was one way. I mean, it was hard because he was my first. But when that baby goes off to preschool and then you realize how independent they are, you're like, ooh, because Bennett's my autopilot baby. I mean, there's times he's still clingy to me, but Owen, yeah. Yeah, you're going to see that independence just blossom. Something about that second kid, that they don't have that neediness like the first kid.
See, mine are the exact opposite. Ella is so independent, and Owen is my clingy one. Owen is my needy one. He wants to be with me. I know, and I don't like to think about it.
It might change, but see, Bennett has moments like that. But it's like that's one of those things we're going back to, and I will never be able to let him listen to this episode of the podcast because he pouts if I say anything, even jokingly, cross, okay? If I bring his name up, it better be something good, Mom, or I'm going to sue you when I'm older.
Sure.
Ask the kid from the Nirvana album how that works out.
Seriously, though.
Anyway, but yeah, I love my kids, but they need to go back to school because working from here as well as from a home studio, I have stuff I need to record. I have stuff I need to throw in. And they're there every second of the day, interrupting you every 5 minutes. Hey, Mom, are you done yet? You know what? I would have been done if you hadn't interrupted me 15 times. I know I'm not the only parent going through this.
My favorite one is, hey, can I go on with you? Absolutely not.
Yes, because you know what? Mommy wants to get fired. Yes.
Seriously, though, Ella will pretend that she, she has her own show, or I catch her doing like her own podcast and stuff like that all the time. I know you do with Bennett,
yes,
especially, but she will forget our actual numbers and she'll be like, magic 98.7. And I'm like, Ella, you know that's not it. Oh,
no,
my goodness.
No. I have the T-shirt. You want to look at my paycheck and you want to see what it says? Those little trips to the cupcake shop and you like getting stuff from Starbucks? That check pays for that. Yeah. Remember the numbers.
I swear, if I bring her on, that's what's going to happen. And I'm like, nope, you cannot come on. Sorry.
Yeah, it's like there have been times that I've had the kids with me and I need just like a little snippet, especially during Christmas time. It's kind of cute during Christmas time to pop that in. But yeah, it's kind of like a break that would take us like, I don't know, a minute to do. And of course, with our kids, we know never to go live. So it's a recorded break and it takes 5 minutes and then your head is almost blowing up. And I've been dealing with that with a friend because it's a friend in broadcasting. I won't say who it is, but he came to me and asked me if I could coach his child because they want to be in broadcasting as well. And he said, I've tried. The problem is my child does not listen. Your child's grown up, but I'm just saying my child, to keep privacy, my child just does not listen to me because dad knows nothing. And I said, oh, yeah. My dad told me all the time, every time I would say to my dad, I know, Dad, I know, I know, I know. And he would look at me and go, no, you don't know. And so that's one of the things I said to him when right before he passed. It is like, all those times you told me that I don't know. You're right. I don't know. I'm the age I am now and I don't know. Because my kids, I try to train them with stuff because they're in bands and I'm trying to teach them how to be on top of a mic and how to speak into the sweet spot of a mic. Mom, I've got it. Mom, I've got it. You remember the footage from my oldest son's show where he decided it would be cool to have the mic hanging down. Well, the cool, if you set the mic stand hanging down and you don't know how to fix the mic stand and you don't want anybody else to help it, and then Mom's about to hyperventilate because I'm like, Austin, just twist it here and tighten it there. And so he's trying to sync up, which is stretching his vocal cords, and he's not hitting the sweet spot of the mic. So we all know what the words should be. We just don't hear them.
Oh, I'm glad to know this does not get any better.
No, it doesn't. And you want to help them and you want to say, hey. And then finally you're like, you know what? You got this. You got this. You understand it. You got it. I love you, but you got it. It doesn't get any better. I love my kids. But you know what? I think after a day of them being back in school, I'm going to miss them around the house. But for the time being, it's like I will fold laundry and then I'll go in the room and they just like tossed it in their floor. I'm like, why do I even do that? So now I just say, your stuff's in the laundry, in the dryer, get it out, take it to your room, because I'm not bothering doing that anymore. I'm going to start charging them for maid service.
I literally called Ella the other day. I folded her laundry, put it in a basket, sat it on her bed, you know, the normal. I literally caught her refolding it the other day.
Oh,
not
gosh.
Well, but no. Refolding it. And I said, what are you doing? She said, well, I'm just folding it the way that I like for my drawers. And I said, okay. I said, well, I'll tell you, just like I tell your father, who also is particular about the way his things are folded, you can do it. So I just drape her things over the back of the couch now. And as she walks by, I say, go ahead and grab those. And she goes in her room and she has to fold them and put them up. Some of them don't make it to the drawers and I end up having to come, you know, behind her sometimes. But yeah, if you like it a particular way, you go right on ahead.
Exactly. Well, see, Austin, it's like he'll either dump it on his floor or just like put it in his closet. Bennett, even worse. Bennett took everything I folded out because Bennett refuses to have a dresser in his room. He just likes the closet and the shelves in it. He decided to take everything that I folded in the basket and stick it into a sorting tub.
No.
So I said, that is the last time. So yeah, I'm going to do that from now on. Like I said, it's in the dryer. Go get it. And I'm tired of it. And if I have to clean up after you, you're going to get a fee. You're going to get a bill from me. And so you understand.
Maid service.
I literally lost it on them the other day for like leaving a mess. Because it's like I come out of the room and there is a mess everywhere. I told you about this, the chocolate milk. One bumped into the other. Nobody would admit what happened. Well, I got it up. No, you didn't. There was chocolate. You know, the island. I have beautiful light gray island, white countertops, beautiful, spotless when I went to bed. I get up and I'm doing stuff in my studio, in my bedroom. So I don't really notice in the kitchen. I walk in the kitchen and there's like spots on the white countertop. And I'm like, who did this? I've got to clean this up. You got to clean it. Okay. And then I look on the side of the island. I lose it because there's chocolate milk stream down the side. Well, I got it up. No, you didn't. And so I soaped up a sponge, handed it to the oldest one. The youngest one went in his room, but he got bathroom duty later in the day.
Yep.
The oldest one, I said, get on your hands and knees and scrub that. What? I said, do you expect me to do it? Well, I got it up. It's not going to stain it, Mom. It is. It's milk on the wall. First of all, it's going to sour. Secondly, it's destroying the value. Stop it now. Get it up now. He's like, well, that's just awful for making me do it. I said, you know what? It's awful for expecting me to do it when you make the mess. You made the mess? And I said, oh, yeah. Elise pointed out something, too. They've gone through that gallon of chocolate milk. How fast? What did you say?
That's it. That's your ration for the entire week. You get no more.
You said something like, suck to suck.
It does. I'm like, sucks to suck. You don't have any more milk. Like, no.
We have water. We have water. Aplenty. Water,
yes.
Aplenty.
Sorry, you drank all of the milk that I bought you for the week. A gallon of milk lasts 1 week.
Yeah, it should. It should.
And especially like chocolate.
Chocolate milk. But oh no, they drink it like it's literally water. So from now on, you're going to be water. Now, they do have juice pouches because, you know, I have like easy to access little snacks and things like that. Healthy options and stuff in the fridge. There are juice pouches. Austin read some stupid thing online that the wild cherry juice pouches had maybe like one batch had like tainted a little bit with cleaner in it, right? Neither one of them will touch the juice pouches. They're not the same
code number.
They're not
because you don't buy that kind.
No, they're not the same code number. They're not any of that whatsoever, but they won't touch it because it's wild cherry. So they're just sitting there in the fridge. So guess what? They're not getting any more juice pouches. Today, Bennett said as I was leaving to go to the studio, Mom, when you come back, can you bring me some Donald Duck orange juice? I just looked at him. I said, we'll work on that.
No, you have some wild cherry juice in the refrigerator.
I know, right? You know what? You will eat crap from the McHappy place.
Seriously.
But you won't take a chance on a juice pouch. Just never touch that batch. Not even the same batch number, not even the same brand. Come on.
I know. I literally just had this conversation with Ella like the other day. She wouldn't eat something because it reminded her of something else that she didn't care for.
Yep.
And I said, so you're going to completely cancel out this, which you probably will like. I don't remember what it was. just because you didn't care for something that this looks similar to.
Yep.
That is just the dumbest reasoning known to man, and I don't understand.
Yep.
Kids are weird.
Very weird. You know, yesterday you suggested we'll just go to Aldi. It's so much cheaper. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. And so after I picked Austin up from his practice yesterday, we went to Aldi. And we got something that I never thought he'd want. He goes, Mom, that Hawaiian chicken looks good. So I, you know what I'm talking about? When it was like the prepared meat,
I know
meat,
exactly
you just
what you're
up.
Talking about.
I'm like, Austin does not like pineapple. There's pineapple all over that. It's just not something I ever thought he would like. I love it because I love grilled pineapple. Bennett does not like fresh pineapple, but pineapple and stuff he loves. So I decide, okay, I'm going to do some work, take a shower, blah, blah, blah. Come out. Austin goes, Mom, we saved you a little bit. Three pieces of pineapple. They both ate it, which I'm not complaining because they ate it. Three pieces of pineapple or tiny little chunks of pineapple and like maybe an inch of the chicken. It was supposed to feed four.
No.
Those kids blew through that. And I'm like, I'm glad you like it. That's great to know. But Bennett, you won't eat fresh pineapple, but you'll eat it when it's grilled and coated. Austin, you won't touch pineapple, but you like the flavor of it and things. They're insane. The kids are so funny. I mean, I know I don't like cooked fruit. You know that. I hate apple pie. It's the texture of it. But it's not like stopping me from eating apples. But yeah, Bennett loved the Hawaiian because I like grilled. But for some reason, I don't like apple pie. It's the texture of a cooked gooey fruit.
It's mushy.
It's just my body's like, yep, not having it. So yesterday, after your encouragement of the sucks to suck, you're not getting any more chocolate milk, that's your ration for the week. And, you know, I finally told them that. And I said, that's it? And they're like, looked at me and said, Elise would make fun of me if I went back on this.
Right?
And I fear Elise. She towers over me, 8 feet tall.
No, next time what you do, you get 2 half gallons, put one name on one name on the other, and say, this is yours. You drink out of this one, and when it's gone, it's gone. And just, they're done. That's all they get. Each one gets a half gallon. Be like, this is yours.
Well, I'm so excited because they go back to school. So like half
the
10 lunches in the middle of the day.
Oh, God,
oh well,
yes.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, me, I eat like 2 or 3 ounces at a time. And then every couple hours, that's fine. But no, they eat whole meals at a time. Mm-hmm. And then an hour later, another whole meal.
Yeah.
I'm like, where do you put it? I know where they put it because they just grow and they just grow out of everything. But oh my gosh, they go back to school. That is at least over half the day, at least 8 hours of the day that I don't have to worry about feeding them every second.
Yep.
I know that sounds awful.
I know. I told Ella the same thing. I said, you know, when you go back to school, you can't have 3 lunches. Like, you get what I send.
At the appointed time.
Exactly.
You
like, there's
say,
no four snack times.
Like, no.
And so, yeah, she comes home every day. Mommy, I'm hungry. I'm like, well, did you finish all of your lunch? Well, no. Yesterday it was cold because I put it in with, like, a thermos.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, it was cold. I said, so you didn't eat it at all? She's like, I ate my Jell-O. I said, okay, well, you don't get a snack. You should have eaten your lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you can wait till dinner. And she did. And then she chowed down and ate 3 or 4 different plates of the low crunchy boil I made last night.
Good.
And I'm like, well, sorry.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, it really
yep.
cuts down your grocery bill when the kids go back to school. It's great.
Because you're in the summer. I'm like, you're about to kill me. Yeah, I mean, because I've got all this medical stuff that I've got going on, and I'm really not eating anything. It's like I'm drinking protein drinks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because I can't, because all the medical stuff I've got. So it's like every bit goes to them. Or if I get anything, they take immediately. They're like, Mom, you're not going to eat that anyway, so let me just take it. I'm like, oh, my God.
I know, right? Like, you do want to eat it. Like,
I need something to eat, especially because I have a protein deficiency and an iron deficiency. So it's like, oh, well, I told you about the time that I bought a 4-pack of burgers, asked Austin to make them. I come out of the room after taking a little bit of a nap, and he goes, oh, Bennett ate his, I ate mine, and then I ate the other one. That was
supposed like
to be.
You're going
to
forget about the third person that lives in this house?
I know, right? So, yeah, that happened. This is gone from the Divas Dish podcast to dishing about why we've been off the air for like 2 weeks for the podcast, because we've had so much going on. I've had medical stuff. We've had kids stuff, getting everybody back into school. And one thing that we're excited about, of course, we were talking about Gaga tickets. One of our sisters stations here is giving away Gaga tickets.
Jealous.
And we're thinking, can we quit our job so we can win that and just take our job back afterwards? I'm thinking.
Right. Maybe. I'm going to change my name and just give a fake address and they'll never know.
Nah, they'll never know. But not only Gaga, one thing we're excited about, and Elton said this could be the song of summer. However, there's not much left in summer.
Mm-hmm.
But he says the collaboration with Britney Spears, they're calling it Hold Me Closer. It's a take on Tiny Dancer, which, by the way, on air yesterday I said was, you know, of course, Tiny Johnny Dancer from the 70s. And if you remember Friends from the 90s, it's Tony Danza.
It is. Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza, the guy from Who's the Boss.
Coming up on the 26th, which is the day this podcast will air.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, we are like blowing through this month. We're almost at September. We have some stuff going on in
September.
Magic road trips without our children.
I can't wait.
I think that's the way we should like intro it. It's a magic road trip and my kids are nowhere around
me. Yeah, my kids are not here.
Going, hey, I have something funny to say.
Can we stop and get some road snacks? That's Ella's favorite. When are we getting road snacks?
Yeah, it's like, okay, here, why don't I just take every bit of money I have and throw it in the window and just let it blow down the road.
Sounds about right.
Oh, yeah. Kids are very generous when it comes to your money, not their money. Not their money. Bennett has $8 stuffed under his mattress. Guess what's mine? Because I've said, as my mom said when I used to go to school and my room was messy, if you don't clean that up, I'm going to come in with a black garbage bag and clean it up myself.
Mm-hmm. I've said that multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
But at least we have this to look forward to before September hits.
I know. We have this, the Song of Summer. He shared a snippet of the song, which releases on the 26th. It's on social media. And if you don't want to have to go deep diving, searching on social media for it, you can find it on our website, magic989.com. While the collaboration doesn't mark Elton's first time modernizing one of his hits, he also worked with Dua Lipa on the relaunch of Cold Heart, which was fantastic. He also had the Lockdown series where he worked with a lot of other artists. So it's not just that one song, oh yeah, I'm going to work with Dua and I'm going to work with Britney. There's so many others. So you can have the link to that up at magic989.com. And we've got the brand new Odyssey app, which we've had it for a while, but there's a second version that has so many more little bells and whistles to it. Even a wake-up alarm. Did you know we have the wake-up alarm?
Yes.
We have that, which is so awesome. And you know me, I listen to my podcast and I listen to meditation going to sleep, and sometimes if you're letting it roll on YouTube, you wake up listening to something and you, I don't know, could be listening to a true crime documentary and waking up going, whoa, did I dream that or that just happened or all my doors locked. But the new sleep timer you can set inside of the Odyssey app and say it takes you probably like 30 minutes to an hour to go to sleep. You can set that and be done, which is perfect. So that's inside the Odyssey app. You can get it at the
Apple Store, Google Play, wherever you download your apps.
Mm-hmm.
It's there.
And there's even a link to it on our website, magic989.com. And you know what else you can find on the Odyssey app, Elise?
Oh, what else?
I do believe there is a podcast up there. There's hundreds of podcasts, hundreds of stations, but the best one you can find on the Odyssey app is the Divas Dish podcast. I know those two girls. Oh, wait a minute. We're those two girls. We are the award-winning podcast from Magic 98.9, the Divas Dish podcast.
You can find us wherever you find your podcast, just like the Odyssey app.
And it's great to be back with you. And next week, we will be telling you where we'll be heading out, because we've got a personal trip, because I've got a big birthday coming up on a cruise ship. And oh, yeah, I've already warned everybody, my phone's not going to work. I'm not buying the extra Wi-Fi on the boat. If you need us, call the captain. Maybe they'll find us.
No, yeah, there's no phones, no service, no nothing.
Just I need that.
4 days of complete disconnect. I can't wait.
I cannot wait. I need that. I totally need that.
I'm so ready. So 2 weeks from right now, we'll be cruising in the middle of the ocean somewhere, headed to destinations unknown.
Exactly. We'll tell you about it when we get back. Ellen goes to church with me, and I look down the pew at her on Sunday morning, and I mouth, 3 weeks till the cruise. And she goes, I'm ready to go now.
Yeah. Aren't we all?
I know, right? We're in church naming, you know, thanking for our blessings and all this other stuff. The cruise. And, you know, our kids are sitting between us, and they're all looking at us like traitors.
Absolutely not. We have earned this after the summer we have had, after the last couple of years that we have had.
Oh, definitely. And then after that, one of our salespeople, Andrea, who is new in sales, came to us and said, I have a magic road trip idea for you guys. What do you think? And we're like, yeah, sure. They want to fly us away from here for a weekend.
Yeah, the answer was just yes. We had no information. She's just like, hey, I have this idea for a magic road trip. And we're both like, yes.
She says, you haven't heard yet.
Don't care.
Like, no, can't. Just say
don't
no more.
Care.
That's when you go, dear, are you a mother?
Yeah. Do you have children? Are they small?
Like, were they once small? Oh. You understand. Definitely. Yeah. If they're even a remote igloo in Alaska, I'm there.
Oh, yeah. I'm here. It doesn't matter what it is. You say, we got a magic road trip for you. I don't need any details. Just tell me when and where.
I am so excited about it. And we can't talk about it on the air yet because it's not finalized. But it's something that's going to be in a tour all over the country. But it's also coming here at the beginning of next year. So we're going to share that with you and be teasing it up for months to come. Excited.
Yes, I can't wait. Lots of fun things coming in. in September. Even big station event we've got coming up in September. We got Bourbon and Bacon Fest back this year.
Yep, the 23rd.
I cannot wait. I was at the last one. It was phenomenal. I'm telling you right now, if you even remotely like bourbon, this is your event. You've got to grab your tickets now because they will sell out every time. I'm telling
you. I love that you don't even bother to say remotely like bacon, because who doesn't like bacon? I don't eat pork.
Oh, yeah.
I don't eat pork, but I will eat bacon.
I have had some of the best food. I had hands down the best mac and cheese I have ever had in my life at the last Bourbon and Bacon Fest.
So excited. It's going to be at Cowboy Up, which is one of the newest venues in downtown Greenville. So you can find out more about that at magic989.com. And also this weekend, it is National Dog Day on Friday. So we're going to celebrate with a special weekend edition of Wet Nose Wednesday, which is called Wet Nose Weekend. So you got to keep the W's in there. That's a lot of
whoa. It is, especially because we're talking about whiskeys for whiskers.
I know. Woof. We'll talk about that more. You can find that on magic989.com. And of course, like, subscribe, share, and find us wherever you get your podcasts. We are the Divas Dish Podcast.
An Odyssey Station.